T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth Kay, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
This is an adult conversation, by the way. If you happen to just have this on in your car with your kids, you might want to listen to this later on when you're by yourself, because we are talking about self-love, which is very important, but we're not talking today about journaling or grabbing coffee or going to the spa. We're talking about giving yourself the big O. I am joined again with my friend Molly Sommerhalder. She's back on 50 Shades of K. Molly, thanks for being on with me.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Let me give a quick little introduction for people that maybe didn't hear you when you were on in July, but Molly is the founder of Swan in the Lotus Yoga and Wellness. She's a woman's embodiment coach and a yoga teacher. She has been on a lifelong journey to healing her high-toned pelvic floor, and she's sharing her experience and her knowledge with all of you so that you can create a space for embodiment and self-love. And back in July, when Molly was on 50 Shades of K, we were talking about taking care of your pelvic floor. And then that podcast and conversation touched, pun intended, I suppose, a little bit on orgasms and the importance of having an orgasm. Molly, this topic can make some people uncomfortable, but why is it so important to talk about this and to know how to give yourself an orgasm?
Well, it's really important for many different reasons. One of the first reasons, actually, coming back to the pelvic floor, is that it helps bring a surge of blood flow to that area, and that spontaneous movement of the muscles after or when we're peaking towards orgasm as we go faster and faster towards climax helps those muscles contract. And so that helps give a workout for that area. It also helps bring oxygen-rich blood and nutrients to that area and the pelvis, which is also a space that we forget about on a daily basis. So reaching this pleasure, we reach a pleasure, but then we also are working a muscle and getting a workout in for our body. And then just on a sense of self-love, it's honoring our body. We're connecting to our body in a different way, which is really important because we forget about our body most of the day until we're working it out or we feel an ache and a pain. And when we're really in tune with our body, we can decide, okay, I need to allow pleasure in, I need to let joy in, or I need to rest, all those things. And orgasms are part of that process for women, especially to make sure that they're staying healthy and happy and in love with themselves.
In love with themselves. Yes, we hear that all the time, that if you don't love yourself, how are you going to give love out to anybody else in the world? And that doesn't even necessarily have to be romantic love. Now, what about people, though, that were maybe raised with some thoughts of, you know, we don't talk about this, you shouldn't be doing this? Why is it normal?
Well, it's normal, again, because of the physical reasons. And then secondly, what happens is with orgasms, what most women don't understand is that 27% of women don't climax from vaginal sex or penetrative sex. And about 75% of them don't even reach an orgasm with sex alone. So when we think about this, there's a part of us that's being suppressed that we're not even aware of. And we've been told that it's shameful. So that's added on top of the fact that we're not getting the pleasure we need or getting that muscle release. And so this has been added on to us in our society. And then only 65% of women actually achieve an orgasm and 50% of them fake it. So we've been told that this is not a part of our daily exercise, or we've been told that we're not allowed to give ourselves this pleasure because it may be taboo or whatever it is, but it's really vital for who we are as people. It helps us understand our bodies. It helps stimulate these like different nerve endings in our clitoral area. It's 8,000 nerve endings. With a lot of nerve endings.
Yeah, and there's more there for women than there are for men, correct?
Oh, definitely. And so after our first orgasm, it's hyper responsive and sensitive. That's why we can have multiple orgasms and achieve that, because we're stimulating that. And there's talk of the G-spot, which, contrary, some people believe it's there, some people don't.
What do you think?
Personally, honestly, most women achieve it from other things, like clitoral orgasms are more common in women.
Yeah.
So I think that's a major piece. I think they find that if we're stimulating both penetrative sex and looking for what we call the G-spot, and we're doing clitoral stimulation with the mouth or the tongue or our hands or with a toy, we actually reach it more frequently and have a better orgasm. So I think we have to incorporate more than just penetrative sex and looking for a G-spot, in my opinion.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up the toys, because that is a conversation that not all couples are comfortable with. But it's like anything. If you needed a wrench to fix some plumbing, wouldn't you use a wrench to fix the plumbing? I mean, that's I look at it that way, where I'm like, if it's going to be more fun, hey, have at it. But there are definitely people that aren't used to having that in the bedroom alone, let alone with a partner. What are some tips that you can provide for maybe someone that needs some extra stimulation to achieve orgasm, but is maybe uncomfortable talking about that?
One key component to talk about is, and I come from this background with my own pelvic pain, is that some women actually have pain to reach an orgasm, or have a history of trauma or emotional factors or environmental factors that cause them not to orgasm too. And so from my personal background, coming back to toys, is that it's helped me with stimulation and with me to help in my healing process. Like, I needed a vibrator and a certain one to help release those tight muscles, because we're talking about orgasms and things like that contracting. It's the same with that muscle. We need to stimulate it. So someone who doesn't feel like sexual or with their partner, a vibrator or a toy can actually stimulate that, especially as we're going through menopause and we're talking about frequency and dryness down there, it can feel really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So adding in toys, adding in lubricants, all that kind of stuff really can help with your sexual experience. So toys can also not only have enhance it, but they can also make it more comfortable for you. There's little toys that are like a tongue that you can do on your own. So we don't even need toys with a partner. We can do them on our own.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have that open conversation. And I think the main thing is, when we talk about being with a partner or anything, or even just being alone, is that we need to explore it ourselves. So masturbation and exploring on our own makes us more comfortable and more in tune and more in love with our body, that it helps intensify and improve and get us to the next stage to be able to talk to our partner. Or when we're ready to be with someone, we can go to them and say, this is what I enjoy. And your partner will appreciate that, because your partner wants pleasure just as much as they will give you pleasure.
Yes.
And I think that's what we have to remember, is that if we're not in tune with our body, how are they going to know how to pleasure us? So we have to understand and take that time. And my really good friend, who's a partner in my program and what I do, Megan Vorobek, she wrote this really great book called Between the Hips. And she talks about these orgasms and talks about that and how important it is in a physical sense as a pelvic floor physical therapist, but also as just like in general. It's just so important for us to know our bodies in that way.
Well, and if you are in a healthy relationship, like you mentioned, your partner's going to want to know what makes you happy. I mean, you like to know what makes your partner happy when it comes to where you want to go out to eat or what concert you go to. If they don't like country music, you're not going to take them to a country concert. I mean, why would it be any different in the intimate sense? What does your partner need to be happy and be fulfilled? Just like you'd want to know the same for your partner. But to overcome the physical and maybe emotional, you know, trauma that women's bodies may be going through, you as a woman's embodiment coach, what are some things that you do to help women in that department?
Recently, we did a retreat with a group of women, and it was a beautiful experience. We do group sessions, so we talk as a group and like share our stories. But then also it's just like one-on-one work. We go through and talk about like what's holding you back and have that conversation. And I help guide you through what you feel ashamed of or why you feel that shame, to kind of break through those barriers and give you opportunities to go home and try these things or to embrace your body in a different way. It doesn't even have to be with orgasms. It can just be doing different kinds of wellness and deep self-care to guide you through that process. Because embodiment is really understanding that our body is holy and that our spirit and our mind are connected to our body and they're all linked. And so we have to take time
yes.
throughout our day to really tune into our body. That's why I love the practices of yoga and other things like that and visualization, because it allows us to be in our body and really understand what our body is telling us. But then it's also linked to what is our mind telling us, because our physical body is the first thing when we have stressed out situations to tighten up. And then we can move into the space of, okay, the mind takes over. We start to process that. We could be in therapy or doing things for years. And then the physical body is like, why do I still feel achy? Why do I feel tired? Why am I holding on to this? Why do I feel heavy? And the reason is the body is holding on to that. It's just storing in the body. And so we have to move through that. We have to find stillness. And that's what I do as an embodiment coach, is to really love yourself and find practices to spark your passion again and love yourself in that way that you're living your dreams. You're going for it. You're not holding yourself back because of, you know, maybe it's your weight, or maybe you've had a traumatic experience, whatever that might be, or you've gone through what I've gone through, and you don't have to hold yourself back anymore because of that.
I love that you said that it, you know, talking about self-love, and you deserve this. Like, this is a birthright. You have a birthright to feel your best and love yourself. And I'm just in my head thinking about a woman perhaps that is going out on a date with herself, let's say, where you have a whole day you treat yourself. Maybe you have a really nice dinner, enjoy some wine, watch a fun show that you like, and then explore your body. Fall in love with yourself. And you also have a different glow about you and a little pep in your step after you have a good orgasm. You know what I'm talking about, Molly. It's true.
Oh,
I mean,
definitely.
because like you said, it's also physically it's a release, but in some ways emotionally it's a release and physically it's a release, and it's good for our health. It's good for our well-being to do that. Now, how can someone create a space for embodiment and self-love?
So I always say, you know, really look at what makes you feel comfortable. So if it's, you know, in your bedroom or whatever space that you might have, depending if your people, your family around you or not, but find that space that's just for you, right? Some people it's in the bathtub. Some people it's taking a bath and lighting candles. You know, look at the scents and the smells. Like, really think of what's relaxing to you. Things like lavender and rose are really enhancing in that. I like rose quartz too. So surrounding yourself with like crystals. Also lighting, right? So dimming the light. You can do it in the dark if you feel ashamed, but if you have like soft lighting, so just create an experience for yourself that feels really welcoming and loving, that you don't feel like it's a cold, you
yes.
know, like just warm, whatever makes you feel warm. And I think that's different for everybody. So you really have to take time to explore what that means, but finding a space that you just feel comfortable in is really key.
And it might take practice. Have patience with yourself. If it doesn't go the way you'd like the first time, second time, or third time, but don't give up, because once you get there, you're going to be so glad that you did. And Molly, when you talked about the statistics at the start, I'm only laughing here to myself when you talked about how many women can achieve orgasm on their own, just through, you know, sexual stimulation, people that need toys. You went through all those stats. What I'm laughing about is, as women, we all speak pretty honestly about this. But if a man is listening to this podcast right now, they think 100% of the time women have achieved it. And they're like, wait, what? You know, 27%? Don't quote me directly on that. Their minds are probably blown. But that's also a little bit on us, ladies. Speak up for what you want. Don't settle. And as we've talked about here, explore how to achieve it. Because then the more you do that, you'll feel comfortable talking to someone else about what it is that works. Because when you do get there, it is great for both you and your partner.
Oh, definitely. And I think I had heard once that once you fake it, then you can't really go back. So don't ever like...
they're like, wait a minute, it was so different.
And then they're like, wait, then you're like, down you go, then you go, well, I kind of like this. They'll be like, well, I thought you liked this. So being honest with that, you know, being honest with where you are. And I think we all sometimes get to the point where like, I don't have time, so let's just do this quickly. And we forget about the buildup. For women, it's the buildup. Breast stimulation, erotic thoughts, all those things, vaginal penetration, clitoral penetration, all that stuff together can reach a better orgasm. So taking the time with your partner, it's an intimacy. My friend calls it, he's a psychotherapist, it's I see me. So I see me in you. And it's that intimacy that you're creating. So take time to do that. Don't feel like it has to be rushed. So you don't have to have sex all the time. Have it meaningful less times, because then you're really having a space that you're creating and you're both leaving feeling satisfied instead of having it multiple times and you're just like, okay, I don't feel satisfied now.
Yes. This is such an important conversation to have, Molly, and you have been working on these issues in your own life, which is what you said in the first podcast in July inspired you to really dig into what it means for a woman to be taking care of her whole self and her pelvic floor. And I think about women that take care of what they need at work, take care of what they need at home, take care of the kids. And you mentioned time. Take time for yourself. You are worth it. You deserve it. And you are going to feel amazing afterwards. And this is the season of giving, which is why we kind of talk about give yourself the gift of the big O this holiday season. It's funny to say, but you and I are both speaking literally. Like, go after it. Take some time and do this for yourself.
Yep. Ask for time on your Christmas list or your holiday list or whatever it might be. Ask for some toys or whatever it is, you know, just give yourself that time. You know, this is a time of giving. So give yourself that space and tell people like, I don't want any gifts. I just want my time to be by myself. Right.
Yes.
That's a huge part. It's a huge part that we forget. And it's amazing when I see the women that I work with who finally are saying, you know what, I need to take this time, and are healing themselves in so many positive ways. It's just inspiring to see, and it reminds me of what I need to do. So I always say, go for it. You can continue to say like, oh, I'm going to make the time, but make the time.
Make the time.
It really will help you in the end.
Yes. Yeah. And Molly, what does it look like if someone went to your website, which is slwellness.info, by the way, if someone reached out to you and they want to talk or they want to start some sessions, what is the process like if someone does work one-on-one with you?
Yeah, so I have a variety of options and programs, and I also just do one-on-one coaching. I also do yoga privates as well. So my coaching is all about incorporating yoga and wellness, and we talk about embodiment and the pelvic floor. So depending on what level and where you want to be, there's definitely options for you and ways to go about that. And I always offer the first 30-minute discovery session to see if working with me is something that is calling to you or that I can provide my support with. So that's always an option. And then we talk about where to take you next from there. You can fill out a quick form and set up a call with me right on my website.
That is fantastic. And I do really enjoy what you have on your website here when it talks about working with you, that it's time to learn a new wellness approach to unleash your passion so you can live a balanced and courageous life. This is a part of your body, ladies. Do not ignore. Don't ignore it. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. And this holiday season, it's the season of giving. So give yourself the gift of the big O. Molly, thank you for being back on 50 Shades of K. It was a really informative and important conversation to have. I always love talking with you. And I love what you are doing for women, because it wasn't until you, when I finally learned about the importance of taking care of the pelvic floor after I'd had my surgery in March and trying to strengthen those muscles. So I'm just telling you that you've changed my life, but I know that you're also changing so many other women's lives. So thank you for what you are doing for women.
Oh, thank you so much. I love hearing that. And thank you for having me on again and talking about this. I love sharing this information. So I'm always happy to talk about it.
It shows. And happy holidays. And we'll talk to you in the new year.
Yeah, sounds great.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.